ABC Radio Australia.
It's been a long time coming, but finally the Rugby League International Federation has given the leading Pacific nations some certainty in the form of an international calendar that includes a new tournament and, above all else, regular competitive matches. The fine details still being worked through, but from next year, fans in the Pacific can look forward to some exciting contests. Tonga, Samoa, Fiji and Papua New Guinea, they all want more meaningful games more often, and now with the birth of the Oceania Cup, that's what they're going to get. For starters, one group will feature Australia, New Zealand and Tonga, and the other will include Fiji, Samoa and PNG. Once the competition is complete, the bottom side in the first group will be replaced by the top team in the second. So Toa Samoa coach Matt Parrish says there will be plenty for his team to play for at last.
We've led the way for a number of years until the last World Cup. We've been fourth in the world. We've slipped down to sixth now, but we're certainly determined to get up back to that fourth position and even higher. And, you know, we've got the opportunity now to build some momentum going into that 2021 World Cup.
They got numbers here, the Samoans. Pass comes away. Left by through the corner. Backhander. They're going to score.
Outstanding.
Samoa are back.
Up until now, the Pacific teams have struggled to find major financial backers because they had nothing definite to offer them. But now Matt Parrish says they can start building off the field as well.
You can't get income in unless you've got a calendar because you can't sell anything. But now we've got something we can sell. Before now, you know, it's only been Australia, New Zealand and England have had the international calendar. So it's a massive positive and gives us all a chance to get our sponsorship revenue in place.
More broadly, the RLIF's recently appointed general manager for the Southern Hemisphere, Jeremy Edwards, who was in Papua New Guinea just last week, says the Federation wants to develop the game globally and at all levels.
We need to be working on both hemispheres and we need to be developing the game in the Pacific. But this is not only just about the development, but it's also making sure that we are supporting all the teams, plus also supporting the local federations as well.
Whether that would mean some of the new Oceania Cup games being played in the islands is still to be decided. Matt Parrish is keen to see a game in Apia, but not optimistic. However, Jeremy Edwards doesn't appear to be ruling the option out.
It's building on the old Pacific Test matches and moving those not only at the mid-year towards the end of the year as well, playing for Cups. And I think also we're looking at now moving a lot of the rugby league around the Pacific as well.
Look, it'd be nice, but corporately wise and TV rights wise, I don't think it's feasible, to be quite honest. You know, it'd be fantastic to play a game in Samoa. You know, I'd like to think it may happen, but International Rugby League are putting a lot of money to run this tournament, so I think they'll dictate where it's played.
But wherever the matches are played, Matt Parrish says the new levels of certainty will enable him to strengthen his team, because more Samoans playing at the highest level in the NRL and English Super League will commit to their country of origin rather than holding out for spots with Australia or New Zealand.
If we've got games, they'll do it. Provided we can pay them similar amounts of money that they're earning, obviously take Australia and England out of it, but New Zealand, Tonga, I think there's no doubt that players will opt to play for Samoa.
And in addition to the Oceania Cup, there are also plans for a Great Britain squad to tour the Southern Hemisphere and play matches against all four of the top Pacific teams. And there are ongoing discussions aimed at driving the women's game and wheelchair rugby league forward at a similar rate to the men's game. So big changes ahead for International Rugby League.